In this bulletin, the United Nations to provide more humanitarian aid for Ukraine. Scott Morrison warns Australians the next 10 years will be tough. And in sport, Australian Cameron Smith wins the Players' Championship in the biggest victory of his career. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The United Nations Secretary General has called Vladimir Putin's decision to order Russian nuclear forces to be put on high alert as a bone-chilling development. Antonio Guterres has announced the UN would allocate a further $40 million from its Central Emergency Response Fund to pay for humanitarian aid for Ukraine. Speaking in New York, he's warned the prospect of nuclear conflict was back within the realm of possibility.
Ukraine is on fire. The country is being decimated before the eyes of the world. The impact on civilians is reaching terrifying proportions. Countless innocent people, including women and children, have been killed. Further escalation of the war, whether by accident or design, threatens all of humanity. Raising the alert of Russian nuclear forces is a bone-chilling development. The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility.
Israel has given approval for a field hospital in western Ukraine to provide medical treatment for displaced people. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett's government authorized the project, spearheaded by the country's foreign and health ministries. Prime Minister Bennett says his government would allow Ukrainians who are currently in Israel to stay in the country as long as needed.
We, as a people and a society, will offer humanitarian assistance to Ukrainian nationals who are here temporarily for a few weeks or months until the situation there calms down.
Three federal court judges have overturned a finding that the Australian government has a duty of care to protect children from the harms caused by climate change. Eight high school students took the Environment Minister Susan Ley to court in 2020, seeking to block the expansion of a coal mine that's expected to produce an additional 100 million tonnes of carbon emissions. In May last year, the federal court knocked back their bid to stop the expansion, but it did rule that Ms. Ley has a reasonable duty of care. It was lauded as a landmark win that would open an avenue for legal challenges to the government's future decisions on coal projects. But Ms. Ley soon after announced that she would appeal the finding, and this morning the full federal court bench ruled in her favour. A fire which tore through a boarding house in Sydney's inner west overnight has killed one person and left another in a critical condition. Police are investigating the cause of the blaze that ignited in a Newtown property just before 1 a.m. Eight residents were able to escape the building, while three others were taken to hospital. Authorities say some residents were forced to jump from the second level to flee the burning building, which engulfed both floors. One of those who escaped was a man in his 80s who was immediately taken to Royal North Shore Hospital in a critical condition. In golf, Australian Cameron Smith has achieved the biggest victory of his career, winning the Players' Championship in Florida. Smith has beaten Indian Anirban Lahari by one stroke to win the tournament. 28-year-old Queenslander wins $5 million prize money and is now set to move into the top five in the global golf rankings. Well, now today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, humid and partly cloudy, 32. Melbourne, a possible shower, 27. Hobart, showers and 22. Canberra, mostly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, a shower or two, 23 degrees. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle, showers and 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, showers and 30. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt and this is SBS News.